Because I promise you, that's why the premise of this podcast, Healthy Systems, is around those areas: health, wealth, and relationships. Because research shows people that are generally happy, they have all three of those areas.
Have you ever wondered what successful people have that you don't? What are they doing that you might not be doing? How are they so fit, toned, and healthy while you're not? You ever wondered what you might be missing? Hi. My name is Mo Gaez. Essentially, I'm a kid who was obsessed with winning and sharing the lessons with you because growing up, I wish I had someone like me to help me out. On the Healthy Systems podcast, you will learn one main idea, system, from each episode that you can use in your life, whether that is financial, relationships, fitness, and wellness. So if you're a millennial, you're hyper ambitious, this podcast is for you because the more systematic your life is, the more you can win and not waste time. So join me on your journey to building a life of healthy systems for yourself.
Welcome to Healthy Systems Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Mo. Today's episode, I'm really excited about because it is related to the topic of anxiety. A lot of the time nowadays with fitness clients, non-fitness clients, I hear the word anxiety a lot. It's all over social media, and I think it is valid because anxiety, the word anxiety, I'll talk about where does it come from, how to actually solve it, how to get rid of anxiety. Obviously, you'll always have some anxiety as a human being, but how to not walk around being anxious all day, every day. There are ways to solve that. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is a feeling you feel when you have, oftentimes, when you have too many options and you don't know what to do. Okay. And anxiety has many symptoms, many causes from it, right? Like one of the causes of anxiety is you have been avoiding something. You've been avoiding a decision that you need to make, right? Let's say you have 10 job offers and you have just been paralyzed. You don't know which way to go. So then now you feel anxious. At the same time, let's say you've been avoiding a tough conversation with your spouse. You keep avoiding it, you keep avoiding it, anxiety is going to keep building up. Same thing with asking for a raise at work. You keep avoiding it, keeps building up. You feel anxious. As a matter of fact, I would argue that anxiety is healthy because anxiety is that service engine soon light on your car that gives you the early warning that, hey, you need to do something, right? And so whenever I feel anxious, I'm like, what decision am I avoiding? What conversation am I avoiding? What do I need to do to actually solve this problem so I don't feel anxious anymore, right? There was, for the majority of my life, I didn't really understand anxiety. And then around the age of 26, 27, I'm 29 now. I remember the first time I felt really anxious. And I remember actually at 25, I felt really anxious. And then that was when I left corporate America and when I resigned, because that was a decision I needed to make, because training with the Titans was occupying my time. I enjoyed it way more. I did have a career in corporate healthcare consulting and I was riding the corporate ladder, but I knew I needed to resign. I just couldn't do both. So I remember that anxiety would keep me up at night. So when I decided, the anxiety was gone. It turned into confidence, right? I was like, I can do this. This wasn't that bad. I did not die, right? And then later on, I felt anxious after I was going through a heartbreak. And I remember that anxiety, that was the first time I learned how to actually cope with it and how to actually solve it in a healthy manner. So what I would do, I would feel like very anxious. And a lot of the anxiety as an athlete, you know, for the last decade or so, I meditate, I train, I eat really healthy. So over time, you build a really healthy relationship with your body. So your body gives you signals. And I remember 3 years ago or so, when I was going through that heartbreak, I would wake up and I would feel like a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension built up around my chest area. And I was like, okay, like this is what anxiety feels like. Got it. And my solution to that was I would go get some water and then I would go for a walk around my neighborhood and I would listen to really good music, EDM type music, upbeat music. And it was sunny outside, so I would walk every day. So whenever I had that sensation of anxiety pop up, I would go for a walk. And I promise you, every time I started moving, every time I started walking, it felt like that pressure on my chest would just dissipate across my body and it would leave. And I was like, this is fascinating. So movement, if you're taking notes right now, movement is a super good way to reduce anxiety. Right. And again, there's different types of anxiety. So there's times when you're avoiding a decision. So then making that decision would take care of that anxiety. But if you're in a heartbreak situation, if you had a, you know, a recent death in the family, something super sad, that type of anxiety that shows up, that is actually solved by doing things that get you moving. Even if it's just a nice casual walk in a park, listening to some good music, or going to the mosque and praying, going to the church, going meditating, whatever you like doing. But at the end of the day, movement was always a way for me to like get rid of that anxiety. And I would notice, instead of it being localized around my chest area, it would just be all over. And then it would literally be nothing. I'd be like, okay, it's gone now, right? So that was a really good way to do it. And then the second one being, constantly get in the habit of asking yourself, what am I avoiding right now, right? Because as you get older, as you become an adult, I would say after the age of 25, even earlier, I remember having to make decisions like what city to live in at like 21, what apartment to get, what car to get, what job to take. Like, these are all big decisions. Like, don't ever let an adult tell you like those are not big decisions. They are very big decisions. And funny enough, at the age of 18, 19, 20, 21, those are the biggest decisions you've made in your entire life. So they are massive to you and they're very, very real. So I empathize with you there. And I think you can start feeling anxiety even at a young age. Like, it's a very normal thing. So one of the things that'll help you is get in the habit of journaling, put your thoughts on paper, because whenever you write things down, they are no longer overwhelming your brain. They're actually real words now, and you can take action on them. So whenever I feel anxious, I would go to my favorite coffee shop. I would sit down and I would write. And when you write, it's super helpful. And then the question to journal on when you're writing is, what am I avoiding? Perhaps you have been avoiding your health. Perhaps you are a medical doctor. You're super successful in your career. Perhaps you're a lawyer, engineer, someone that's like very successful in your career. You're making really good money at the age of 27, 28, but you feel anxious because you've let your health go. And now you want to get back into the dating option and find your spouse, and nobody finds that attractive because you've let your health go. You're overweight. You don't even feel your best. No matter what the world tells you, that how successful you are, you don't feel successful because your health has been declining. So the action to take there is, instead of just waiting and waiting and waiting, is to hire Coach Mo. Shameless plug, but you get the point. Same thing with finances. Let's say you have been somebody that's been going to the gym and you're eating super healthy, but you've let your finances go. You haven't been working hard. Your credit card bills are through the roof and your income is down and you haven't been doing that. So perhaps you have been avoiding the area of finances. And then let's say you are somebody that took care of their health and you took care of your finances, but man, you've neglected your relationships. You haven't talked to your mom and dad. You haven't, you know, you've broken up with every single person you dated. You haven't been even putting any attention into your dating life or anything. And you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to keep living alone. And this, I can tell you from all the people that I've talked to that are single, the older you get, the lonelier it feels and you feel empty. And it messes with you because then it might be too late. So don't wait too long. That's my advice. So as you are in your 20s, it's perfect time, even 30s, it's a perfect time to get out there, right? Talk to people, meet people, make time. Like, that is a big area of your life. And I promise you, even if you have six-pack abs and even if you have a full bank account, I was in that place. And I remember feeling like something was missing, because I wasn't paying attention to my relationships, right? So I noticed this happens a lot in the self-love, self-care crowd. They love talking about get your money right, then get your body right, and like forget everybody else. And I think it just doesn't work like that. Like, you end up being empty and alone. And then you have seven cats at the age of like 32 and that's life. No, don't do that, right? Unless you want to, but even then I feel like you probably wouldn't be that happy. And maybe that's me just passing judgment, but I think it's true, right? Like, I've never seen somebody that have their health, wealth, and relationships in order be sad. Like, obviously, ups and downs and emotions come, but over time, it's like some people I meet, man, like, they're naturally not happy because, like, one of the areas of their life is missing, like, big time, right? And same thing with people that have families. If their finances are messed up, they're not happy either. That's the cloud of anxiety that hovers over them. Like, hey, go get your shit in order. Right? So for you, a really easy way to solve anxiety, if you just feel anxious, is journal on what am I avoiding? And then break it down into these three areas. Is my health, have I been skipping my workouts? Do I not know what to do for my workouts? Have I been eating unhealthy? Second, my wealth. Has my income dropped? Have my spending gone up? Have I been just not paying attention to my credit card bills? Is it your wealth or is it your relationships? Do you find yourself not having any friends? Are you not making time for your relationships, your mom, dad, your family, your sisters, your siblings, your like dating, your future spouse or your current spouse? Because I promise you, that's why the premise of this podcast, Healthy Systems, is around those areas, health, wealth, and relationships. Because research shows people that are generally happy, they have all three of those areas balanced. You see, at times, there'll be some weeks you might spend more time on your health just because like it was, and you had a light week at work and you didn't really focus as much on your finances. That's fine. Like that week to week fluctuations are normal, but having a good balance in all three of those areas is going to be huge for you. So if you want to solve anxiety, ask yourself, what am I avoiding? Then break it down into those three areas. What am I avoiding in my health? What am I avoiding in my wealth? What am I avoiding in my relationships? And then I promise you, go and take action on it. Like decide. Once you know what you're avoiding, then decide to take action on it. You take that action, anxiety will go away. And if it doesn't, you shoot me a message at MoGuys at Instagram and we'll talk. But over time, in my experience, once you decide and then you take action on that precise area that is lacking, you'll feel so much better. Anxiety will go away. And then the other type of anxiety that I was talking about that comes from sadness and heartbreak, stuff like that. That anxiety you can solve or you can control by movement. Go for a walk, go pray, go to church, go to mosque, go to whatever religion you're with, as well as go do yoga classes. Go for things that are fun. Don't be listening to sad music during that. Listen to upbeat music. Like you'll realize how powerful your environment is. So if you can create a good environment, the anxiety will start going down and down and down. And eventually it will be zero. So hope this helps. I'll see you guys on the next one. Let me know if you enjoyed this podcast and what other podcasts you would like me to record. And you can just message me that on Instagram at MoGuys or Facebook at MoGuys. And again, I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Healthy Systems podcast. I really appreciate you for tuning in today. Now, here are two ways I can help you for free. One, you can join our free Facebook community by just going to this link, bit.ly/Titan Facebook group. Just type that into your browser and then answer two questions, and then we'll let you into our Facebook community where you'll meet other people, as well as we have a lot of free resources in terms of meal plans, workouts, all kinds of stuff in there. Second way I can help you for free is if you follow me on Instagram at MoGuys, M-O-E-G as in George, H as in horse, I as in India, A as in Apple, S as in Sam. Follow me there and then shoot me a message with the word Healthy Systems, and then I'll be sure to send you a free gift. Other than that, keep listening in, and I really appreciate you.